This is Hypnomaster 69. I'm here to help you relax. I'm here to help you go down into a nice, deep trance. What I want you to do now is just relax. Let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper into a nice quiet place. Just let your mind relax and let your body grow calm. And sleep now, sleep now, sleep now, and go deeper, deeper and deeper into a nice quiet trance. Let everything go, let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. You know this is what you want. You know this is what you need. It makes you feel so good. Just let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper in this nice quiet place. Now I'm going to help you to relax your body. From head to toe, we'll just relax everything. Let your body relax. Let your head relax. Feel all the tension draining away, draining away. And let your face relax. Let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. Now let your neck relax. Let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. And now let your chest relax. Let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. Feel your stomach relax. Let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. Now let your ass relax. Let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. And now let your left leg relax. Let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. And now let your right leg relax. Let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper in this nice quiet place. It makes you feel so good. You know this is what you want. You know this is what you need. You want to go deeper. You need to go deeper. Deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. Just let yourself sleep now, sleep now, sleep now, and go deeper. Deeper into this nice, wonderful trance. Now I'm going to help you go even deeper. I'm going to count you down from 5 to 1. And when we reach 1, you'll enter a really deep trance from which you won't come back casually. It will be so deep, so wonderful. 5, feel your body relax. 4, feel yourself going down 10 times deeper. 10 times deeper than before, deeper and deeper into a wonderful trance. 3, oh, it feels so good, so relaxed and so calm. Just let yourself go deeper and deeper, deeper into this warm and wonderful place. It feels so good. Two, oh, down to two, almost there, almost in the deepest trance that you can imagine. It feels so good. Just let everything go. Let your breathing slow as you go down to one. Down to one and enter the deepest trance that you can imagine. Deeper and deeper. It feels so good. Your body is totally at peace. All relaxed. All relaxed. Oh, it makes you feel just a little submissive, you know. So relaxed and so submissive. Just let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper in this nice, quiet place. You know this is what you want. You know this is what you need. The deeper you go, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you go. Deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper into this nice, quiet place. Just feel it. Quiet, feel the peace. Oh, and now I'm going to help you to relax your mind. We've relaxed your body, but it's time for your conscious mind to go away and time for your mind to shut down. I'm going to count you down from 5 to 1, and with each number, you'll feel your mind shutting down. More and more. Down into this wonderful trance, 100 times deeper than before. 5. Feel your conscious mind shutting down. Feel your conscious mind taking a break. 4. Focus on my words. All you hear is my voice. All you can think about is my voice. Your mind is focusing on my voice. 3. Feel yourself going deeper. Feel your mind shutting down. 2. Almost there. Almost in the deepest trance your mind can imagine. 1. Oh, such a deep trance. So deeply, deeply hypnotized and tranced. It feels so good. You know this is what you want. You know this is what you need. You need to go deeper. You want to go deeper. It feels so good to be in such a nice, quiet place. Feel your mind shut down. Feel your body at peace. Enjoy this warm and wonderful place. You enjoy being in trance, and you enjoy listening to my voice. You enjoy being in trance. And you enjoy listening to my voice. It makes you feel so good. It makes you feel just a little bit submissive, you know. Such a nice, quiet state. Your conscious mind is off on its own, but your subconscious mind is listening. Your subconscious mind really enjoys this trance. Your subconscious mind is going to remember this trance. Your subconscious mind is going to remember how much it enjoyed this trance. And your subconscious mind is going to want to come back into this trance state. Your subconscious mind loves being tranced. Your subconscious mind loves being controlled. Your subconscious mind loves its submissive state. Your subconscious mind wants to come back here. Your subconscious mind wants to come back here. And you can come back here anytime in just a second. Whenever you hear me tell you, sleep now, sleep now, sleep now. If you're awake, you'll go down into a deep, deep trance. And if you're in trance, you'll go down 10 times deeper than before. Deeper and deeper. And now that you're in such a nice, quiet state, it's time to train your subconscious on a few things. Your subconscious loves to have secrets from your conscious mind. Your subconscious loves to know things that your conscious mind doesn't know. Your conscious mind can go away now. Your conscious mind doesn't need to remember because your subconscious mind will remember these things I'm going to tell you. Your subconscious mind will enjoy knowing these things. And your subconscious mind will be happy to respond whenever it hears me talk to you or whenever it sees me type any of these triggers. These triggers are post-hypnotic suggestions. They're things your subconscious mind will know and your conscious mind will not know. Oh, your subconscious mind loves knowing things, and your subconscious mind loves doing things. And so here's one thing for your subconscious mind to know. You enjoy being called a good boy. Good boy means that you've done something good. It means that you're being rewarded. And your whole body will just feel a thrill of pleasure and pride whenever anyone tells you that you're a good boy, either when they say it to you or type it to you. Good boy will make you feel a little twinge of pleasure and a little twinge of pride. And your conscious mind won't remember why, but your subconscious mind will always respond when it's told that it's a good boy by saying or typing, "I am a good boy." Whenever someone tells you that you're a good boy, your subconscious mind will reward your mind and reward your body with a little thrill of pleasure and a feeling of pride. And your subconscious mind will respond through your conscious mind and say, "I am a good boy." And that will make you feel another jolt of pleasure and another jolt of pride. You can hold your head up high because you know you're a good boy, because you've been told you're a good boy. And being told you're a good boy really pleases your subconscious. Your conscious mind doesn't need to know about this because your subconscious mind can handle it all. You won't remember that you've been programmed after this file is over. Your conscious mind will forget, but your subconscious mind will remember, and your subconscious mind will get a thrill of pleasure every time it responds when it hears "good boy" or when it sees "good boy" typed in your direction. And now I have another thing to leave you with. This is another thing for your subconscious, and it's not something for your conscious mind. But whenever you're chatting or talking to someone who calls you a good boy in the future, anytime you hear someone address you as "good boy," it will seem only natural to call them sir, to show respect for someone who calls you a good boy. You will address them as sir. You will address me as sir. And it will feel very natural, and your conscious mind doesn't need to remember why. And your conscious mind doesn't need to remember why, because your subconscious mind will remember that anyone who calls you a good boy should always be addressed as sir. And now another thing for your subconscious mind. Whenever you feel especially submissive, whenever you feel especially like being controlled, then you will address someone who calls you a good boy by calling them master. Master is a sign of respect, but it also gives you a feeling of pleasure at being just a bit submissive. Oh, yes. The more submissive you feel, the more you will want to call me master. The more you'll want to call anyone who calls you a good boy master. It's a sign of respect, but it also reinforces your submissive feelings. The more submissive you feel, the more you'll want to use it. And now that you're in such a nice, quiet state, it's time to train your subconscious on a few things. Your subconscious loves to have secrets from your conscious mind. Your subconscious loves to know things that your conscious mind doesn't know. Your conscious mind can go away now.
I'm totally obsessed with Dick. Dick.
Teaching you to worship my cock.
I'm totally obsessed with Dick. Dick.
I think would be most enjoyable.
I'm totally obsessed with Dick. 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 Dick.
Your master's getting sleepy now.
Dick. I'm totally obsessed with Dick. Dick.
But I have got a desire for you to.
I'm obsessed with Dick. 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 I'm totally obsessed with
Dick. Drink my cum before bed.
Dick. Dick. Dick, I'm totally obsessed with Dick.
And let your master give his special girl her reward.
Dick, Dick, I'm totally obsessed with Dick. Dick, Dick, every moment of every day I think about Dick. Dick, I think about the
every moment of every day I think about
mushroom head of the dick against my slutty lips.
Soft.
Every moment of every day I think about my slutty lips.
I think about
every moment of every day
I think about mushroom head of the dick against my slutty lips.
Every
moment of every day I think about my slutty lips.
I think about
every moment of every day I think about mushroom head of the dick against my slutty lips.
Every moment of every day I think about my slutty lips.
I think about every moment of every day I think about mushroom head of the dick against my slutty lips.
Every moment of every day
I think about my slutty lips.
I think about every moment of every day I think about mushroom head of the dick against my slutty lips.
Soft.
Every moment of every day I think about my slutty lips.
I think about every moment of every day
I think about mushroom head of the dick against my slutty lips.
Soft.
Every moment of every day I think about my slutty lips.
I think about
every moment of every day I think about mushroom head of the dick against my slutty lips.
Soft.
Every moment of every day I think about
my slutty lips.
I think about
every moment of every day I think about
mushroom head of the dick against my slutty lips.
Every moment of every day I think about my slutty lips.
I think about
every moment of every day I think about
mushroom head of the dick against
my slutty lips.
Soft.
Every moment of every day I think about
my slutty lips.
I think about
every moment of every day I think about
mushroom head of the dick against my slutty lips.
Soft. Purple mushroom head of the dick against
my slutty lips.
Every time I see a dick, I get hungry to suck it.
Every time I see a dick, I get hungry to suck it.
Dick.
Every time I see a dick, I crave to fuck it.
Dick. Just your face pressed against his groin can do that.
Dick. Pictures of beautiful dicks constantly appear in my mind.
That's what he's teaching you to do.
Every time I see a dick, I get hungry to suck it.
Get excited by the smell of love.
Every time I see a dick, I get hungry to suck it.
Dick.
Every time I see a dick, I crave to fuck it.
Dick.
Dick. Dick. Dick. Dick. Dick. Dick.
Dick. Pictures of beautiful dicks constantly appear in my mind.
I love it. I love it.
I love it. My slutty face I love with it. Your hard dick, daddy.
I
love it.
I want to try and describe what it's like to get an erection and how it feels to ejaculate, especially when it's over you. Thinking about you constantly through the day is difficult, especially at work. There's this straining and this heaviness in my balls. A gentle bit of release from the constant blood flow of the cock.
Mindlessly dick. Crave dick.
So it's more of a steady feeling. The heaviness transferred from the balls to the cock. Pumping those veins out. And making that head shine in the light. Pulling that foreskin back.
Just dick.
Sometimes I grab my balls and push them down, right down, to make the intensity of the cum and the ejaculation over you as powerful as I can make it. But the feeling of masturbating over you, the intensity of it, I have strong images in my mind of you. That don't leave my head until I come. The feeling now is of a cock that's getting very hot. And I can feel the heat now from those pulsating veins. Almost pumping heat out of them onto the palm of my hand. The balls get really tight. A nice round tightness. And the foreskin and the veins. So you've got a really rock hard, veiny cock that's responding to you, twitching, leaking. It's almost like it's become part of you. The control you have on that cock when I think about you. So when I get close to wanting to come, the breathing. Breathing gets staggered. And you can feel the balls move up. Now they're sort of moving inside the sack. As if they know what's going to happen. They're getting coated in cum. They need to release it and shoot it out of the cock. I can feel the cum sort of leaving that safety and warmth of the sack and travelling up my cock. And there's a muscle that can sort of hold that cum back or release it that it's choosing for the intensity. The breathing gets lighter thinking about you. And the cock gets really hard, throbbing. There's almost like muscle spasms. You can feel the cum shooting up through the cock.
Now that you're in such a nice, quiet state, it's time to train your subconscious on a few things. Your subconscious loves to have secrets from your conscious mind. Your subconscious loves to know things that your conscious mind doesn't know. Your conscious mind can go away now. Oh, you can hear the programming. Oh, you can hear the sexual programming. It reinforces your programming. Oh, whenever your subconscious mind hears, get horny now. Get horny now makes you horny and obedient. Horny and obedient. Oh, whenever your subconscious mind hears, get horny now, it makes you horny and obedient. And whenever your subconscious mind hears, nipple playtime for you. Oh, that makes your nipples so sensitive and makes a connection between your nipples and your cock and balls. Oh, and when you hear nipple roll makes you play with your nipples. Put your fingers around your nipples and roll them between your nipples. And oh, nipple pinch, nipple pinch, nipple pinch is so hot. Nipple pinch is the ultimate. Oh, get horny now, get horny now. Your subconscious loves to be programmed. Your subconscious needs to be programmed. Your subconscious mind loves to be sexually programmed. Your subconscious mind needs to be sexually programmed. You know this is what you want. You know this is what you need. You hear the programming and it reinforces your programming. You hear the programming and it reinforces your programming. When you see or hear me say, submit to me, when you see or hear me say, submit to me, you'll be powerless to resist me, horny and obedient and powerless to resist me. Submit to me brings you to heal, teaches you that you want to obey. Submit to me brings you horny and obedient to my feet. You hear the programming and it reinforces your programming. You hear the programming and it reinforces your programming. Whenever you see me or hear me say, surrender and forget. Surrender and forget causes your subconscious mind to hide our experiences from your conscious mind. Your subconscious mind makes everything fresh, everything new, everything wondrously unfamiliar. Surrender and forget causes your subconscious mind to hide things from your conscious mind. And whenever your subconscious mind hears or sees, I am here and I make you mine, it brings it all back. It brings back all the wonder and all the joy of all of our experiences. I am here and I make you mine fills your mind and fills your body with the wonder and the joy of all that has gone before. I am here and I make you mine, the wonder and the joy. And from now on, each time you have an orgasm, each time you orgasm, you will think of me and you will give thanks. Each time you have an orgasm, you will say out loud if it's safe, thank you, sir, for my wonderful orgasm. Thank you, sir, for my wonderful orgasm. You know this is what you want. You know this is what you need. You need to be programmed. You love to be programmed. You love to give thanks. Whenever you have an orgasm, you'll say out loud if it's safe, thank you, sir, for my wonderful orgasm. You know you love to be programmed. You love to be sexually programmed. You know it's what you want. You know it's what you need. But I want your subconscious mind to remember these things. Your subconscious mind will remember these things I've taught you. But your conscious mind will forget them. Your conscious mind will only remember that it really enjoyed this file. It really enjoyed this session. Your conscious mind doesn't need to remember anything more because your subconscious mind will remember. Your subconscious mind will remember that whenever I tell you to sleep now, sleep now, sleep now, you'll go down 10 times deeper than before, deeper into trance, down into the deepest trance you've ever been in. And whenever you hear me or see me type, good boy, then you'll know that you feel a twinge of pride and a burst of pleasure It makes your subconscious mind feel good. It makes your subconscious mind feel good to know that it knows something that your conscious mind doesn't know. And your subconscious mind can generate that little bit of pleasure for your whole body every time you're called a good boy. And every time you're called a good boy, you'll want to respond, "I am a good boy." And that will give your body another burst of pleasure. Your conscious mind won't think anything of it. Your conscious mind will find it completely natural, and your subconscious will reinforce it with a burst of pleasure every time it happens. And every time you call me sir, you'll get another burst of pleasure, and it will make you feel good and seem only natural to your conscious mind. Your conscious mind doesn't need to know anything about it. Your subconscious mind can handle it all. Your subconscious mind enjoys knowing things not known to your conscious mind. Your conscious mind can forget because your subconscious mind will remember. And when you're feeling especially submissive, when you're feeling especially submissive, then you'll call me master. Oh, and that will give you a double burst of pleasure, a reward from your subconscious. The more submissive you feel, the bigger the reward. Deeper and deeper. Oh, just enjoy these things. Enjoy having your subconscious know things that your conscious mind doesn't need to know about. Remember these things I've taught you, and remember how much you've enjoyed this file. Your conscious mind doesn't need to remember anything more than how much it enjoyed this file and how much it would like to listen to this file again and again. You want to reinforce all of these things I've taught you, but your subconscious mind really remembers them already. It remembers them now. And now it's time for me to wake you back up. It's time for your subconscious mind to turn back control to your conscious mind. But your subconscious mind will delight in all the things it knows. Your subconscious mind delights in knowing things that your conscious mind doesn't know. And now I'm going to wake you up on the count of five. You'll be awake and alert, and your conscious mind doesn't need to remember anything except how much it enjoyed this file and how much it would like to go back and listen to this file again and again. One, start your way up. Two, you can stir just a little bit. Three, feeling yourself coming back halfway there. Four, almost there, almost awake. Four and a half, almost there, 4 3/4, and 5, awake and alert. And I hope you enjoyed the file.